So you're making an important, I guess, COVID-related announcement today. Why don't you go ahead and make it?
Well, because of the work that we have done as a community, coming together with businesses, nonprofits, the city and our employees and all the first responders out there, you know, we're starting to see the cases of COVID slow. People are getting vaccinated. We've kind of weathered the storm and practiced social distancing and all done our part. And because of some of the changes also at the state level of lifting some of the restrictions, today we're announcing that I'm lifting the local state of emergency here in the city of Jackson effective tomorrow, July 1st. And, you know, we're excited about kind of taking the next step in that process. What that does mean for the city is that we will be resuming in-person meetings at city council chambers, and as well as all the city boards and commissions are going to be in person. All the capacity limits at City Hall are going to be lifted, and we're going to continue to work with Henry Ford Allegiance Health on two additional vaccine clinics.